This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Happy New Year, Americans. You are no longer Amerikanskis. You are no longer Americanos. You are full-fledged Americans, and you've been this way for the better part of 3 years now. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. This was supposed to be doomsday. The election of Donald Trump was supposed to bring doomsday. But it didn't. Happy New Year. We're going to be saying this every day. Every day in 2020, the year of vision, the year of hindsight, you know what 2020 brings you, right? Hindsight is, let's all say it together, 2020. Oh, yeah, I got ethnic. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. KJRadio.com. They told us, they being the Democrats, they being the party of lynching of Negroes, said that Donald Trump would put us in lots of wars. They said he was a warmonger. Don't let him have the button. The only person who we should trust with the button is Hillary Clinton, a person who has been attributed to over 50 deaths. Even Lou Dobbs on Fox News brought up the death of Seth Rich, the true leaker of all the things that the DNC was doing to Bernie Sanders and everybody else. He actually brought this up. People had been suspended for bringing this up on Fox News. Donald Trump was going to put us in wars. Instead, he's taming North Korea. He did something unbelievable. He brought the two Koreas together. Oh, are there problems over there? Sure there are. But let me ask you this. In 8 years, what did Barack insane Obama do? Not much. Oh, no. Correction. Nothing. Barack Obama put billions of dollars in the hands of the number one terrorist country on the planet, Iraq. Iran, one of the biggest sponsors of, not one of the biggest sponsor of terror around the world. Don't believe me. Look at what happened from 1980 on in terms of terror attacks when the mullahs took over Iran, and tell me that Iran is not the epicenter of all the terror that's going on in the world right now. And baby black Jesus gave them billions of dollars, then formed ISIS. And they say that Donald Trump is the warmonger. Mr. Nobel Peace Prize had three wars going on when he got it, and he got the doggone award within 60 days of being in office. What the heck had Barack Obama done for peace? The same thing he did for America. Absolutely nothing. So now we got problems with Iran. Our embassy in Iraq was overrun. It was caused by the number one sponsor of terror, Iran. And the president didn't sit on his laurels. He didn't watch it. He wasn't at a party with Jay-Z. He wasn't pretending, playing stupid, talking about videos, creating stuff. He sent troops. I want to welcome you again to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Telling it like it is. If Donald Trump and Barack Obama switched places, I would be switching my praise for one and my disdain for the other. That's when you know you're a real conservative. When it doesn't matter whether one's a Republican or a Democrat or what ideology. I don't care. I want the right solution, and so do you. Did I say Happy New Year? Happy New Year again. Democrats predicted doomsday. The stock market was going to crash. The economy of America was going to crash upon the election of Donald Trump, causing the stock market to crash, right? Did it happen? No, quite the opposite happened. Donald Trump came in and he said, okay, Raytheon, if you want to move carrier, then you're going to lose out on some bigger money, some bigger deals with the country. Raytheon said, you know what, we'll leave Carrier alone. Then Donald Trump said, we're going to look at all these different things that are going on. We're going to look at every negotiation. We're going to look at Ford. We're going to look at GM. We're going to look at all of them. You got plants overseas, you better start figuring out how to bring them back. You're going to bring manufacturing back. But we can't bring manufacturing back. Barack Obama lost $17,000 this last year, manufacturing jobs, not dollars. He lost 17,000 manufacturing jobs his last year in office. Donald Trump has brought over 400,000 manufacturing jobs back to the United States in 3 years. It is a tale, folks, of two ideologies. One that is a give-up ideology that says, you know what, I don't know what to do, so I'll pretend like I know and just keep the bleeding. Let the bloodletting continue. And that's what Barack Obama did. Donald Trump, on the other hand, said, no, we're going to stop the bleeding. We're going to actually fix the patient, cure the disease. And we have a stock market that has done nothing but set records. This despite no quantitative easing. Donald Trump then implemented tax cuts. The left told us it was going to be doomsday. How could you and corporations getting your money back be good for America? You don't know what to do with your money. You don't want to spend your money on studying drunk Chinese prostitutes. Who else is going to pay for that? Donald Trump forcing NATO to pay its bills, the Democrats said, will be doomsday. How dare he make our partners live up to their obligations, live up to a treaty? How dare he? Donald Trump says, speaking of treaties, I'm going to get us out of NAFTA. It's part of the trade agreement that we're getting hosed by Canada and Mexico. They said, it'll create doomsday. Now we've just signed USMCA, a new agreement between America, Canada, and Mexico. And guess who gets the better part of that deal? Trump's trade war, if you want to call it that, with China was going to cause doomsday. Because how could America not ship $375 billion of a trade deficit to China and it not create doomsday? Just as a suggestion, maybe we don't ship that $375 billion to China. I'm just thinking out loud here. Maybe we make it even. Maybe China decide they're going to take more American products. I know it's a novel idea, hard for Democrats to understand, but you know, doomsday. Donald Trump getting us out of the Paris Climate Accord was going to cause doomsday. Right? Because how could we not pay for our dirty air the way everybody else was not paying for theirs? And oh, by the way, the Paris Climate Accord had been in operation for a few years. You want to know who lived up to it? Absolutely nobody. But it was going to be doomsday. Well, let me tell you what it's going to be, folks. You are looking at doom's year for the Democrats. And we're not joking. We're not playing. This is going to be a year where these clowns are exposed for everything that they are. And I'm so glad, one of my friends was telling me, man, to be alive at this time in history. To be alive today. To watch this country right itself. We got more doomsday predictions to get back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I want to discuss the Democrats and their candidates. We'll try to get to that some point in the broadcast. Because if you want to see panic, I'll show it to you. I will prove you the panic of the Democrats. We'll talk about a lot of stuff. We'll talk about their fundraising. Oh, it's improved, but it's good news for us. The Democrats' improved fundraising is actually good news for President Trump and those who want to see him reelected. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com or KJRadio.com. I was talking earlier about doomsday. All the predictions of doomsday with Donald Trump's election, none of which came true. None. I want to repeat this. None. In fact, it was quite the opposite. Donald Trump got elected, and you know what happened? America experienced a renaissance. I know we came out of Black Camelot because the election of Barack Obama was going to make all the birds, you know, I don't know, excrete coffee, Colombian coffee, and there would be no more doo-doo around the world. I don't know what they expected of this feckless, inexperienced idiot to become president, because that's what he was. And I know people, they get mad when you talk about, oh, Kevin, you have to respect the office. He's an ex-president. I don't have to respect anything. Respect is earned. Barack Obama was a horrible president. We went back and looked at some of his videos in retrospect, and he's speaking. And let me tell you what Barack Obama does. All he cared about was how he looked when he spoke. He was like a model. You know what I mean? He didn't have to have a brain in his head. His job is to look good in clothes. And he would, you know, he'd be talking, and what we want to do here in America is we want to make sure that people understand that this country is a country of opportunity. This country is a country of, you can believe, be anything you want to be. Just have to believe it. And, you know, he's saying all these mystical, magical things that had, that quite frankly, were nothing more than platitudes, and people fawned all over him because his job was to look good saying nonsense. You know what Trump says? I don't care how I look, but the truth looks like a freaking Chippendale dancer if you want to believe it. You know, I don't care how I said. I could be Chris Farley joining the Chippendales, if you remember that episode of Saturday Night Live. And if I'm telling you the truth, then you know what? I look as good as any of these guys. And you know what it tells me about Donald Trump? I'm not standing on convention. I'm not standing, oh, I'm supposed to deliver in any particular way. Donald Trump tells you like it is. You want to know why he does that? Because he's not a politician. He's a businessman. Businessmen aren't sitting around. I mean, the fakes do. The fakes do what the political leaders of businesses, and you can spot them, are the ones who want to look the part. I had a boss like this. I told everybody, I said, man, that dude has more. Don't open his closet, because the skeletons that will come out will blow your mind. And as it turned out, he was doing, newly married, new baby, hanging out with hookers, hanging out with strippers. It was crazy. And I predicted it. You want to know why I knew? Because he tried to be too straight-laced. He tried to look the part. But I got to where I'm like Dr. Phil picking a jury. I look and I go, no. No, you're not fooling me. You can fool them, but you're not fooling me. And that's what I knew about Barack Obama. Donald Trump, he's like, hey, what's going on? Hey, how you doing? Yeah. Divorced, married, you know, multiple kids by multiple women, you know, whatever. Then I was like, congratulations, we got an ordinary American, a guy who's going to run, who's an ordinary dude. And when he got elected, the Democrats predicted doomsday. But what have I told you about Democrats? Democrats predict for you what they know is going to happen to them. Doomsday. Russian collusion, Ukrainian statements and all kinds of stuff, right? Doomsday, corruption and obstruction. It's doomsday, all right. 2020 is doom's year for the Democrats. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to go back and reflect, just so you have an idea of how bad the Democrats are, the leftists, and why you shouldn't pay 1 ounce of attention to these clowns. The top 5 leftist predictions is what I want to cover. So here's the first. In no particular order, by the way. The U.S. may warm by 6 degrees by 2020. This prediction was made in 1990. 3 decades ago, the Washington Post reported in a front page story, carbon dioxide is the gas most responsible for predictions the Earth will warm on an average by 3 degrees Fahrenheit in the year 2020. The outlet further warned, the U.S., because it occupies a large continent in higher latitudes, could warm by as much as 6 degrees Fahrenheit. Anybody want to take a guess what we've warmed by? According to NASA, the Earth has warmed approximately 1 degree. The United States also has warmed roughly 1 degree. And for those of you going, but we're warming, look at the trend, Kevin. We've cooled too, people. Calm down, pump the brakes. Psst, 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 psst. Elliot Nagin, a spokesman for the Union of Concerned Scientists, declined to comment. The latest UN IPCC report, AR5, for the purists that want to look this up, addresses the issue of whether their models were accurate. The UN predictions differed from the 1990 Washington Post ones, which did not cite its source. The latest UN report shows that current temperatures are just within the UN's old predictions made in 1990, but acknowledges that actual temperatures came in on, quote, the lower end of expectations. Well, isn't that special, as a church lady would say? It came in on the lower end. In other words, the non-panic end. And oh, by the way, if they were to give you all of the facts, as I alluded to earlier, they will tell you that there are times when the earth cools by a certain amount. You want to know why? It's very scientific. Because the earth tilts. And there comes a point where the poles will tilt a little closer to the sun or a little farther from the sun. They know this. I'm no climatologist, but you know the little bit of science I studied when I was getting my degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math? I learned about how the earth tilts on an axis. And that little tilt is the reason why we get to stay alive. And occasionally it gets a little colder, and sometimes it gets a little warmer. That's the way the world works. But no, the left have to panic you. It's doomsday. Now look at this. They credited a 1991 volcanic eruption in the Philippines for the lower than expected warming. And now the new models account for volcanoes. I'm shocked. What? There was another factor in there, another variable that you weren't aware of as to how the earth has been able to survive, let human beings and animals and plants survive? Well, good for you, lefties, for finally looking at all the data. We'll be back with more predictions.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Iraqi Prime Minister is calling on Parliament to convene over what he is calling the assassination of a top Iranian general. The Prime Minister says the killing of Qassem Soleimani violates Iraq's sovereignty and the terms of the agreement that allows the U.S. military to be in Iraq. President of Security Studies Group Jim Hansen reminds everyone on Fox News,
I think if we're on a path to war, Iran put us on that path to war long ago. They've been conducting attacks and killing Americans for a long time. And the bottom line is, an attack on a U.S. embassy is an invasion of U.S. soil, a serious act of war.
American gas prices could rise in the upcoming weeks over fears of the potential fallout from the United States killing the Iranian military leader. Oil prices rose about 4% to $68.77 a barrel. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Remember when Al Gore went to black churches talking about, you better watch it. Y'all better believe in global warming because pretty soon everybody gonna be black and nobody gonna get no money.
So many people are alarmed. Global warming of the earth. Climate change of the planet. And everybody's convinced that the earth has a problem. But does anyone even take a minute to consider the possibility, no matter how unlikely it is, that just maybe there's something wrong with the sun? Because I'm not a scientist, but I'm pretty sure that's where all the heat's coming from. And when my living room gets too hot, I don't blame my living room. Gotta get a new house. Living room's gone too hot.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. We just talked earlier about this rise of 6 degrees that was going to happen from 1990 to 2020. Now, the UN predicts a rise of about 2 to 5 degrees Fahrenheit from today to 2100. Yeah, they've gotten a little more delicate in their prediction. Well, maybe we shouldn't be quite as aggressive. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. That first bit was me on a radio show being asked about global warming. This was 8 years ago. And Al Gore literally was going into black churches, you know, talking about, you better get out loud, you know. And I was like, I was joking, you know, that he's essentially saying, this is going to be your reparations. This is your next big payment. He was setting the stage for everything that's going on today. The big money grab. Anyway, the next prediction, if you will, that was a doom and gloom doomsday prediction from leftists was CNN in 2003 ran a headline titled, World Oil and Gas Running Out. The New York Times reported in 1989 that untapped pools of domestic oil are finite and dwindling, and that William Stevens, the president of Exxon, said that by the year 2020, there would not be enough domestic oil left, quote, to keep me interested. But doomsdayers underestimated America's ingenuity, and the opposite happened. Both U.S. oil and U.S. proven oil reserves are dramatically higher now than they were in 1989 thanks to technology allowing deeper oil to be discovered and extracted.
new technology in natural gas, fracking, also allowed the U.S. to become an energy independent net exporter of oil for the first time in 75 years in the year 2018. Anybody want to remind me who was president in the year 2018? And by the way, who was president during the time when we started killing the coal industry, killing the oil industry, not allowing drilling, not allowing any new technology with respect to the manufacturing or processing, if you will, of oil? And on and on, the world has become much more efficient in this, and we put moratoriums saying, you can't build any new oil refineries. All the technology that we have, the technology, pick up your cell phone, folks, look at that technology, understand that 30 years ago, the cell phone you hold in your hand was considered an impossibility. An impossibility. The 5 microprocessors that run your cell phone, the multitude of different RF and various frequencies that supports all the old technology of cell phone, the stuff, what you hold in your hand, if you would put that in the hands of NASA in 1960, they would have called you God. And we can't apply any of this technology to refineries. Germans have refineries in a suitcase. You can just open up a suitcase and the refinery will build itself practically. And we can't do anything in that. You want to know why? Because the left knows we can develop better alternative ways to produce energy. They don't want that. Now, look, I'm all for the Tesla and watching that truck pull a Ford F-150 back and the coolness of it and battery technologies and all these different things. And it's making leaps and bounds, but it would have done it on its own. Anyway, they told us that we weren't going to have any oil. Reached by phone, Philip Shebikov, the former New York Times reporter who covered the disappearing oil in 1989, said that the Exxon CEO's 2020 prediction was off. What? Thank you, Captain Obvious. I'm not Nostradamus, he said, adding, it's what the Exxon CEO said. He obviously did not anticipate, I love this part, the new fracking and gas technology. At the time, the Permian Basin was being drained dry, so he had every reason to believe we were running out of oil. No, he didn't have every reason to believe that. He didn't. A fool would say, man, we're going to run out of oil because the Odessa Basin is, you know, the Permian Basin is going dry. So? Is that the only source of oil? There ain't going to be no more gold because they shut down that South African gold mine. Oh, okay, so that's the only place gold is? That's the only place diamonds or whatever you're looking for is? It's ridiculous. It just goes to show you. Ingenuity. You know, how many technologies have we said, okay, that's it. Let me use engineering as an example. When I was designing, we believed that 2 gigahertz was the fastest you could possibly make a processor. You know, and the heartbeat of your computer. It was 2 gigahertz. It was everything we could do to get to that. Do you know there are 30 gigahertz? I don't even know the processor speeds now. They're going so fast, it doesn't even matter. Look, it was a point in development of microprocessors. I mean, I was out of designing computers at this point. But there came a point where people just quit putting limits on it. Because we got better and better with substrates and various technologies. As I said, pick up your phone and understand that you hold in your hands one of the most powerful things on the planet. And it's encapsulated in a 3x5 little device that nobody, when I was designing, even 30 years, as I said, just 30 years ago, would have ever predicted was possible to do. And now we do it. We do it with ease. You hold in your hand, I've given this speech a few times, but you hold in your hand the memory. The memory in your phone would have filled the Empire State Building back in the 1960s. The processor speed in your phone would have filled buildings. It would have been buildings of computers all trying to keep up. Go back and look at IBM or Burroughs or some of these different old school computer guys that were building these huge mainframes. And I've been in more of these rooms than you can shake a stick at. You walk in there, it's 50 degrees.
because they got to keep it cold. Underneath, it was on a raised floor. Underneath the floor were so many cables running from machine to machine. I'm talking about fat, thick, black cables all connecting these computers together so they could share data. You had tape backup systems and all kinds of stuff. It took up a campus of rooms, and your cell phone has more power and more memory capacity than all of it combined. Than an entire campus of computers. You want to talk about saving the planet? Engineers save the planet. And they won't let engineers do this in oil and gas because you know why? Well, it might actually work. They might actually have to do something. You know, that we might actually prove to the left that they're idiots. Think about the tech that's gone into your television. Do I need to take you back to the first LCD or flat screen TV that cost $10,000? I had a friend, he bought one. I'll never forget it. Cost $10,000. The dang thing was a two-man lift, and you better make sure your wall was reinforced. Now, you could practically hold the thing up with one arm and mount it with your, you know, zzz, 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 and it's mounted. Or you just stick it on a piece of furniture, but the thing weighs, you know, 40 pounds, and it's a 60-inch LCD that cost, my friends of mine just the other day bought a 60-inch whatever technology, I don't know what, the LED TV, $239. Now, my buddy had a 24-inch, or maybe it was a 30, but it wasn't very, 32, $10,000. This thing was like a tank compared to technology today. Double the size, 60-inch, practically double the size. My friends, over Christmas, for $239, bought a 60-inch. High-tech. And there's better than that. And here's what they know. Nowadays, when they tell you, hey, do you want the warranty? You go, heck no, I'm just going to throw the dang thing away. You don't need a warranty. But this is what we were told. We're told, oh, there's not going to be any oil. It's not going to, you know, the planet is warming up way too much. Which, when I get back, I want to talk about the prediction on glaciers. Because it's all doomsday, right? Man is too stupid to figure out a way for us to survive on this ball that, quite frankly, isn't really that inhabitable. When you think about everything that the Earth does on its own, but we figure out a way because that's what we do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
It's doomsday, I tell you. Dadgummit, doomsday! We're all gonna die! I was talking about the top five things that the Democrats and the leftists have said, the predictions of doomsday that were going to happen. It's funny how it never really includes anything about them. It's all, the world, man, the world. If we don't do this, the world is going to collapse. And the world doesn't collapse. Year after year, decade after decade, the world doesn't collapse. Here's what I can say for the left. The good news is, one of these days, you're going to be right. One of these days, you're going to be right. But here's the problem. It'll have nothing to do with anything that you say.
See, scientists do know this. The world is not going to last forever. God says it. God, that's why God preps you. He says, hey, look, I know you're out there. You're having fun. You got all these carnal desires and all whatever, and you're going to feed them. But let me tell you, there's something bigger and better, because this isn't going to go on forever, and it's going to change the way you think. I want to give you this to consider. By the way, you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, TheKevinJacksonShow.com. But consider this. If you were told, listen, the earth is going to be destroyed in the year 2100, would it make you rethink children, grandchildren, posterity in general? Would it make you rethink long-term investment? I mean, that's the thing about anything that you know, you when things change. It's like this. When the average age of survival went from 67 to 80, did you change a bit? If your mortality is suddenly goes from 80 years old to 120, don't you react differently? You probably think about saving different. A host of other things. That's what's going to impact you. It'll reprogram your brain. And what the left wants to do is they want to tell you, hey, here's what's about to happen so you can reprogram. AOC says we have, 12 years to live? 12 years to save the planet? I mean, can you imagine you're a kid in school and you're being told, if we don't save the planet in 12 years, it's over. And you're 12. You're middle-aged. What do you think that's going to do to your psyche? You think these kids want to save? You think they're thinking about doing good deeds? Or do you think they're going to live for today? Because I know what I would do if I believed it. So let's move on to the next prediction, which was global climate change will kill millions. Reuters Newswire ran this headline in 1997. Millions will die unless climate change policies change. The report said 8 million people would die by 2020, citing a prediction in the Lancet Medical Journal. Mass death prediction was clearly way off, according to this article. None of these predictions came true. Aren't even close to coming true, said Roy Spencer, a climatologist at the University of Alabama in Huntsville. It's amazing that the public can continue to believe apocalyptic predictions despite a 95% decline in weather-related deaths in the last 100 years. And oh, by the way, the weather-related deaths of which he speaks are the natural occurrences. Tornadoes, mudslides, floods, earthquakes, volcanoes, and on and on. And you know why we have 95% less deaths? Because of technology. Because we can give out a warning that says, a tornado is coming, a flood is due to happen, flash flood, watch out for mudslides, sinkholes, the hurricanes, you name it. We've gotten better at understanding that Earth is going to create all of these, quote, natural disasters. Well, guess what? The good Lord doesn't think of them as natural disasters. He thinks of them as the natural cycle of what Earth has to do in order to feed itself, to survive. We look at a hurricane. Oh, God, hurricane, come on, Lord. The hurricane is dropping water in places it normally water doesn't reach. At least not at the level that it may need. It's Earth's way of saying, oh, shoot, I need to go drop some water in the middle of New Mexico. Well, how am I going to get it there? Anyway, thing says, some modern studies claim to find mass deaths. The Daily Beast covered a shock report that claimed climate change kills 400,000 a year. But human progress, Marion Tuppy said, such estimates are grossly inflated. They say climate change causes everything. Some people try to pin the war on Syria on climate change and then say when all those people die, that's because of climate change. They have a secondary agenda, Tuppy said. See, here's my thing. Have an agenda, but be truthful. I mean, if you say to me, look, I think this is what's going on and here's my data, just say it that way, then let us look it up. Failed predictions. Tuppy said that an overly negative view of humanity may be one cause of these bad predictions. Humans are not a curse upon the planet, but are actually a benefit because we are problem solvers. We are creators, not destroyers on the average. When people ask you what's the best time to be alive, the answer is tomorrow. Let's move on. No glaciers. It is now estimated that by 2020, there will be no glaciers on Mount Kilimanjaro. Christian Lambrex, an officer at the UN Environmental Program, told CNN in 2003. The AP, Associated Press, also reported in 2007 that, quote, in 2001, glaciologist Lonnie Thompson predicted the snows of Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania would disappear within the next 20 years. But today, Kilimanjaro glaciers are still there, according to a 2019 paper in the journal Ecology and Evolution that includes photos and a new timetable. Most of the glaciers of Kilimanjaro will mostly likely disappear within 25 years. So now they've extended it. Lonnie Thompson defended his predictions and said it was a bit different from how the AP summarized it. Here's what he said. My prediction was that there would be no glaciers, and that is true. What we have now are ice bodies. The definition of a glacier is ice in motion. To be ice in motion, you have to have an accumulation zone. There's been no recent accumulation zone. There are no glaciers on Kilimanjaro. Yeah. So here's what Lonnie is trying to do. He wants to split hairs. He's wrong, but he can't be wrong. Have I told you guys about the theory of being wrong? The chemical release that occurs when you find out that your data, that you've been getting money for something that a monkey could have said. I mean, if you'd gone up to a monkey and said, are there going to be any glaciers on Kilimanjaro in the year 2020? Okay. Flip a coin, take your pick, and get your fat check. Ice bodies. Ice bodies, my butt. Here was the next one. Millions are going to die due to a lack of tech. In the year 2000, Discovery Magazine published a large spot-on list of predictions about 2020. But it missed big when predicting a grisly reality of tech-caused inequality. Listen to this. For virtual reality pioneer Jerome Lanier, the most heartbreaking scenario is festering in the third world, where he believes the current generation will be lost in the next techno revolution. You're going to have to somehow live while you watch a billion people starve. But from the year 2000 to the year 2020, global extreme poverty fell by about a billion people, according to the World Bank. As technology connected the world and allowed people in developing nations to access capital, production know-how, and aid from developed countries. Give yourselves a hand, America. You are the reason a billion people did not die. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There are many on the left who wish a billion people would die. These population control folks, because they don't believe the earth can support X billion of people. Go back and look at the studies on this stuff. There were people that said, when the world gets to 350 million, it's going to be catastrophic. When the world gets to a billion, it's going to be catastrophic. When the world gets to 2 billion, the most we can sustain is 5 billion. I'm just telling you, the number goes up all the time. And you know what it is? It's somebody predicting something that they have not a clue about. I don't know what can the world sustain? I don't have an idea, but here's what I do know. The world will sustain what it can. And we may live in squalor. We may be in such close quarters that we kill each other. But the world doesn't care. Now, if you want to say, what's comfortable? There's a number. And I bet you nature will take care of the rest of it. But anyway, back to poverty. Lanier told one outlet that his prediction was really more about how poverty would be, quote, more in your face due to technology, and said that the developing world could still collapse by 2030. Here's what he said. It is true that poverty has fallen, but the developing world is headed towards a reckoning. I still worry about Lagos, Nigeria in 2030. Look at the population projections. Where will the water come from? He said. I'll stand by what I said for now, but I still hope to be proven wrong.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.